Welcome back to Yachting USA, the podcast. I'm your host, Rick Thomas, and I'm coming to you today from the stern of my Discovery vessel, Surface Interval. I am really excited to be announcing the Michael Moore podcast, which comes out tomorrow. Michael and I sat down earlier this week, right before the Miami International Boat Show, and we had an amazing conversation. In fact, the conversation was so amazing that we have to break this into three individual episodes. So please, you're going to see episode number one come out tomorrow, but stay tuned for two and three. You guys are not going to miss those. I'm also pleased to announce that my friend Bert Fowles, IGY Marinas, will be sitting with me in the very near future talking about his experience in the wonderful world of yachting. That's going to be an amazing podcast as well. I want to really be clear about Yachting USA, the podcast, in that if you're coming to the show expecting caviar and champagne, fluffy, pretty boats and beautiful interiors, this is probably not your podcast. This podcast is also not a below deck type of thing. There's not going to be pretty girls in bikinis on the bows of boats. That's not happening here either. At least I don't think it's going to happen. This is about the yachting industry. This is about influencers and icons, individuals who have really had impact on this industry. And we're going to talk about where they've come from, why they're here, what their view of this industry looks like, where they're going, where they think we should go as an industry. And let's be clear, this industry has not always been the way it is today. It started out very much as a cottage industry 30, 40 years ago. And I think right now we're just getting to the point where we are a legitimate, established professional industry that has a tangible and palatable future. And what we're trying to do in this podcast is look at the North American yachting industry through a number of different lenses. And purpose in the scope of this podcast is to let people come in and speak their truth. It's unfiltered. It's uncensored. I don't tell anybody what to say or what not to say. I just give the forum and the platform for people to bring their thoughts and their messaging to the rest of you. And I hope what will resonate from this is just a variety of different experiences, some different insights. We'll probably stir the pot a little bit. We're not going to please everybody all the time. But ultimately, as you guys stay involved in watching this podcast, maybe you'll learn a few things that you didn't know about the industry. Maybe you'll come up with some of your own ideas about what this industry looks like and what it should look like. And maybe, just perhaps maybe, you'll decide to join in the conversation. I invite anybody who's interested and essentially has a dog in this fight to reach out to me and let me know that they'd like to participate and sit and have this conversation and share your experiences and your views of what we're doing as an industry. So again, Yachting USA is about the yachting industry. It's about supporting what I call the three sacred triad elements that make this industry healthy. I've said it before, the owners, the crew, and the shipyards. And everything in between is what I call the fluffy stuff, the glue that sticks it all together, whatever you want to describe that as, it's fine. And most of us live in that fluffy stuff part of the industry, which is essential. But let's never lose focus on the reality that we need the owners, and we need the owners very happy with the way the industry treats them and provides value to them. We need the crew. The crew are probably one of the more difficult aspects of our industry, because the crew are personalities coming into very confined places with high stress and a lot of emotion and a lot of just a melting pot of personalities and cultures. And of course, the shipyards. My goodness, the shipyards. I've said it before. I'll continue to say it. We have to have them. We watch the North American shipyards suffer. We've seen what's happened to the refit industry and the new build industry. And I'm here to say that we probably are not going to regain what we once had 30 years ago. We sure can protect what we firmly got and perhaps build it up to something a lot better and more robust than what it is currently. So there you go. That's Yachting USA, the podcast. I look forward to further engagement with all of you. I hope you'll support this podcast. I hope you follow us. I hope you tell your friends and colleagues what this podcast is all about. If you want to sponsor this content of this podcast, I'm happy to talk to you about that. That's going to be important as well. And ultimately, I hope this messaging helps lift up our industry and make for a better industry. So until we meet again in this forum, Rick Thomas, Yachting USA, coming to you from the stern of Surface Interval. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I hope you enjoy the interview with Michael Moore. Until next time, I'm out.